Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman as we continue on, and now it's time to talk about the Horton Chargers presented by Union State Bank. Head coach Andy Gwynnup unavailable this week, so we're just getting you caught up on the Chargers and where they stand here through the first half of the season. And it was a tough go last week, no doubt. They saw the best team in 2A in Nemaha Central, and the Thunder able to get the win by a final score of 69-0. The Chargers 0-4 through the first half of the season, but they have played three consecutive road games. Now they will close out the season playing three of their next four at home, so certainly will be a better aspect for them having three of their next four games on their home field. But again, 69-0 was their loss last week to the top team and defending champs, Nemaha Central, in Class 2A. They get back to it on Friday night. They'll take on a Minneapolis team who's coming off a loss at home against Sabetha. We'll talk about that briefly when we come back right here on KNZA. Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman. It's our Horton locker room chat presented by Union State Bank as we continue to get you caught up on where the Chargers are at heading into the second half of the season. They get set for a home matchup on Friday night, district game as well, as they take on the Lions of Minneapolis. Now, Minneapolis couldn't get much going last week in their game against 2A number 2 Sabetha. Blue Jays were able to get that win 28-6. Lions have dropped their last two games since starting the season 2-0. They outscored Republic County and Sacred Heart 93-0 in their first two games, but they have been outscored 88-12 in their last two against Southeast of Saline and Sabetha. Both of those teams, of course, are ranked. Again, Horton, they had a tough draw with Nemaha Central, and that game in Seneca was the third consecutive road game for the Chargers. Now hitting that stretch, three of the last four will be on their home field. Minneapolis won this meeting last season over Horton. That final score was 64-0. So Horton and Minneapolis on Friday. Chargers still looking for that first win of the season. Our Horton Chargers locker room chat presented by Union State Bank. We'll have more coming up right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.